The Gemara talks about two types of a Saita Vaday and a Saita Sofik. Saita Sofik is the Parsha in Chumash, in Parshas Noso, that the husband was Kinei Lo Benistura. He warns his wife out history in Ishploni because he's Cheshad Habiznus. And then she goes and she has a stira with the person. So then she's Asura Baila, and the Pasuk uses the verb three times, Vinitma, Vinitma, Vinitma. And the Gemara says, Echad Labal, Echad Laboil, Echad Letruma. And if the husband, even if in truth the woman was not Mizana, but the husband does not, she knows that she wasn't Mizana, but the husband doesn't know one way or the other. So that's an Isa Raseya of an Itmo. If the husband is Baalel, there wouldn't be Malkus, because it's only an Isa Raseya. And then the Gemara speaks about the Saita Vaday. If you know for sure that the woman was Mizana Tachas Baila, the Hilonis Pasa, she wasn't Nensa, she was Nensa, then she's not Asura LeBaila. But if she was not Nensa, she was Mizana Berotzen, that's a Saita Vaday. So that the Gemara says there's a lav. If the husband is Baal Ishta, he's over the lav. Because the Pasuk says that if a couple is married, a Motzah Bo Erbaz Dobar, and the Gemara says, Dova Dova Mimamen, he ascertained based on two Edim that the wife was Mizana. Because of Allah Sefer Krisis, Vishulcha Mibeso, he divorces the wife, Ocha Osa Lishacher. And then it says, Liyucha Bali Rishon Shishulcha Losho Lekach, the Acher Asheru Tama, the husband, the first husband is not allowed to take it back because she was a Soito Shezinso. The Gemara understands in the Parsha that there are two prohibitions. One is Soito, he's not allowed to remain with her because Kimotza Berva's Dova, Dova Dova Mimam. And you have two Edom who are Mavara that the woman was Mizana Tachas Baila. And and another din is, even if the woman was not Mizana Tachas Baila, if a man was married to a woman and they got divorced, and she married someone else and then she got divorced and the second husband died, that's a din of Machzik Grushasa. Machzik Grushasa is a Machloikis Hatanoim, where the Machzik Grushasa only Menan Isuin, if she had Isuin with the second husband. Or even if she only had Erisin. So the Gemara in Yivamas Yudala quotes the Tanner Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. He's hardly ever quoted in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and we don't paskan like him here, he's of the opinion, Machzik Roshasim and her Erisin is mutter. She only had Erisin with the second husband, it's mutter. If, let's say, a man divorces his wife and then she's Mizana, she didn't marry anybody else, she just was Mizana different people, then he is permitted to remarry the wife. Unless it's a kohen. Not allowed to marry a grusha, even his own grusha. But if he's not a kohen, he's allowed to marry his own grusha. But if she was married in between, say if she only had erisin, said then the Tanur Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says that the first husband is permitted to remarry her. We don't paskin like that. We paskin. But it says achre shahu tamo. Oh, what does that phrase mean? So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says achre shahu tamo means that she had nisulin with the second husband, as opposed to Erisin alone. Now, we paskin achre shetamoa means because she was Mizana the first time he was married to her. That's how this story goes in the Chumash. The first husband divorced her because she was Motzeba Erbaz Dover, because she was Mizana. So he's not allowed to marry, he's not allowed to take back his grusha because she's a Soita Vaday. So one who's Baal, Soita Vaday is like it. If it's only a Soita Sofik, it's an Iser essay of the Nitmo, that's the Gemara in Yumad, in Yavamas, Daf Yiral. But if it's a Sota Vaday, then it's an Isra Lav, and there's going to be Malkus. The Ravid is of the opinion, there's a Mishnah in Masach Sota, in the first Perek, I think it's Vav Amud Beis, but the Mishnah says, let's say the husband is married to a woman, a man is married to a woman, and she becomes a Sota Sofik, and he divorces her. So the Saita Asura LaBaal BaAsura LaBoil. If you know who the Boil is, she's Asura LaBaal BaAsura LaBoil. She's allowed to marry anybody else. She can't marry a Kohen. Okay, if she's Zana Tachas Baila, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, that's called a Zaina. But she's allowed to marry anybody else. So we have a Perek in the end of Masech Zivamas, that's called Perek Yesh Mutaris. The Mishnah starts off, there's a case, Yesh Mutaris Lebalem Asuris Leiv Mehem. Yesh Mutaris Leiv Mehem Asuris Lebalem. Sometimes you have a case where the woman is married, let's say a man is a kohen and he has two sons from two different wives. So one son is a Ben Grusha and he's a Cholo. The other son, the kohen marries an Isha Kshera, the other son is a kohen. So let's say the Kohen's son of the Kohen, the father is a Kohen, the son is a Kohen, the son is a Kohen, marries a Grusha, the Iser. He's not allowed to, he has to get divorced, but the Kiddush and Atofsin, a Kohen marries a Grusha, the Kiddush and Atofsin. Then he drops dead. So his brother is a Cholo. So is the brother allowed to do Yibum? So the Mishnah says yes. She's Asuela Baila Materis Liovam. So Nishken Kasha, how can it be she's Materis Amish Asur? The husband is a Kohen Kosha, so he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. The brother is a Cholol, so the Cholol is allowed to marry a Grusha. So that's not a Pella. So here, the din should have been, but it's not. The din should have been, if a man is married to a woman, he's Choshed her biznus, and he wants her Altistri Mishplon. She doesn't listen, she goes, she says, you're neurotic, you're paranoid, you don't know what you're talking about, I'm not having an affair with anybody, and she doesn't listen to him. She goes ahead and she does the stira. So this kinyan stira says she becomes asura to the husband. But she's allowed to marry anybody else in the world. So if the husband will divorce her, she can marry anybody else in the world. So what's wrong if she marries the yovam? So the Mishnah says no. That if the wife is a soita sofik, masecha soita, the beginning talks about soita sofik. If the wife is a sofik soita, soita sofik we usually call it, and the husband dies, she's not allowed to marry the Yovam. So the Gemara says, why not? It says, V'hocha v'hoysa l'shachir. Ki motza b'erbaz dovar, v'kosa v'lo sefer krisus, v'hocha v'hoysa l'shachir, she can marry anybody else. Why is she not allowed to marry the Yovam? So the Gemara gives a different drushes. So one of the sources is that you have a kal v'chaymer. If muta lo nesra, v'hoysa lo l'kolshkin. If she has to get divorced from her own husband, the husband's brother is an Iser Eshesach. It's an Iser Chorus usually, but B'makam Mitzvah is Mutter. So if she's Asura to her own husband, so Kal V'chaymer, then she's Asura to the husband's brother. So Tosis, the Gemara asks, and Tosis works out on it. Why is that a Kal V'chaymer? You have Perik Yesh Mutaris. Yesh Mutaris Leiv Mehem, Asuras Lebaleim. Why is that a Kash? So the Avni Nezer, in the end of the second volume of Chuvos Chelek Avni Nezer, has Oris daf al daf on some of the Mesichtas and Seder Noshim, a little bit on Yibamas, a little bit on Ksubas. So he has a comment on this Gemara in the first Perik in Soito. So he explains that if a Koyi marries a Grusha, the Kiddushin is Chal 100%. If Yisrael marries a Mamzeres, it's a Chayvilam, the Kiddushin is Chal 100%. There's even a Braisa, that if the Koyin is married to a Grusha, or Yisrael is married to a Mamzeres, and she took a Neder, if it's Nisu and the husband can be made for the Nidor, there's 100% issues. But if a man is married to his wife and she becomes a Soita Sofek, so the Chumash uses the verb Vinitmo. So it's a very strange usage of a terminology. Why does it say Vinitmo? So the Gemara says it's a remes for the din of Sofek Tuma Bishus Ayachet Sveka Tomei. Yeah, but what's the Pshut Rishon Mikra? Why does that? That's either that's the source, or that's an Asmachta, that's a Taisus and Chulin. Is that really the marker for the din? A sofik tuma b'shus hayochet sveika tomei? Or is that just an asmachta? So Tosafot talks about that. But even if it is the marker, but that's not the pshuto shel mikra. How do you read the pshuto shel mikra? Why does the Chumash use the verb v'nitmo? So the Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari. We must have mentioned it this year. The Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari that the Melech HaKuzari asks the Chover, asks the Rabbi, if you people follow, you Orthodox Jews follow everything that it says in the Bible, so how come you're not going to mikveh every month in a donishtik? And the man becomes a balkeri, the wife is a polet to shichvazera, all the different things, they don't go to mikveh. So the Chover answers that tumah is only poses a problem, tumah is a tartar isasri with kedusha. So if you have truma, if you have maisa sheni, has kedusha, you have kotshim, you want to enter the Beis HaMikdash, you want to be makor karbon, it's a tumah, it's a tartar isasri with inyoni kedusha. We live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, we don't have any truma, we don't have any maisa sheni, we don't have any karbonis, we don't have a makom HaMikdash. So by us, the whole issue of tumah is irrelevant. It's only a tartar isasri with kedusha. So then the melech asks Chover, so why do you insist that the wife goes to mikveh every month if you say that the inyonim of tumah v'tara are irrelevant? So that's what he answers, that neither Labaila is unrelated to, has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tara. Tumah V'Tara is one thing, and neither Labaila is a different thing. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that when the Pasuk uses the word v'nitma'a, what the Pasuk means to say is that when a couple gets married, the Gemara says, Haret mukudeshes li is a lishna de rabbana. It's not a biblical expression. And the Chumash says, Haret mureses li, Haret adishta, Haret negdosi, tzalosi, atzirosi, charufosi, biblical terms. Haret mukudeshes is a lishna de rabbana, asura kuli alma kehegdish. But the concept involved is a concept there. So when a couple does get married, there is an element of Kedusha that's introduced into their lives. The Gemara says, Ish v'isha, shchina shuei b'neim, because the Ish has a Yud, and the word Isha has a Hey. And if there's no Shalom Bayis, then the Yud and the Hey leave, and you just have Eish. So the Gemara talks about shchina shuei b'neim. So the reason why the Pasuk says, v'nitma means that Tuma is a tie to the Sasur with Kedusha, that the Ishus is partially broken. A normal Ishus usually contains two elements. Contains an Isra Kuli Alma, Asura Kuli Alma Kehegdish, and it has a Heta Labailo. What do you mean a Heta Labailo? If they're married, so there's no, what do you mean a Heta Labailo? So we explain based on the Mishnah in Yibamas on Dav Samach, Mishnah says if a Koyit marries an Almana, she becomes Mataris Labailo, and even if they point him as a Kain Gola, the Gemara says, Hol Bishtaria, Shtaria. There's not Stam. That the marriage is not a biaznus because they're married to each other. It's more than that. Hoel vishtarya. Ishus is mata de isha labayla, even if there should have been an isa. He's appointed as a kain gadol. So still, since he married a beheta, even if he just made erisin with her, so ishus is mata labayla. So normally ishus has two parts to it, isa rakuli amon et labal. And over here, when the woman becomes a soita, so the ishus is broken b'miktsas. There was even a havamina. It says v'meisa gam shneim. It says by neshes isha zinsa meisa gam shneim gam the rabbis aboyim meyachareim. Rashi and Chumash quotes that from the Torah's Kohanim. V'meisa gam shneim gam the rabbis aboyim. So what does it mean gam the rabbis aboyim? Who is it marbe? So the different pshatim. So some rishonim learn the rabbis aboyim meyachureim. If he did bia shaloki darka, instead of having bia derech eba hanakpus, he had bia derech nekev beis harei. That's bia shaloki darka. And also have the gears that gam the rabbis haboim meyacharem, not meyachurem with avot, without avot. What do you mean haboim lacharem? So the Bartanur in his commentary on Chumash, the Amar Noka explains, if Yosef Engel quotes all this and he explains it, that one would have had a havamina that if a woman is married as a felicious and then she's mizana tachas baila, she becomes asur al baila. So it's not like a grusha lekoin or mamzeres liyisrael that the ishus is complete. And the husband can still be mefer in the dorm. That's a tosefta. Here the Gemara says in Huisha Rabbah, towards the second half of Yevamos there, that the husband cannot be mefer nidre yishto if the wife is a soita. Why not? So the Gemara sounds like it's a din de rabbana. The Gemara says the whole reason why the Baal is mefer nidre yishto because kala naderes al das bailo naderes, she wants to have a happy marriage. But over here we don't want her to have a happy marriage. We want them to break up the marriage. She should divorce her. Because she's a soita asur al bailo. So since she's a medes lehizgarish, that's why he can't be married. It was one and said the same thing, where a kohen is married to the grusha, and Yisrael is married to the mamzeris. The Raman quotes a beferish tosefta that the husband can be married from the nidor. So it could be that the Gemara is not saying a din de rabban. It could be they're saying a din de raisa. That if the wife is a soita, it's pogim b'miktsas the issues. That's why he says v'nitma. That's what the Avnei Nesin says. Why does it use the terminology v'nitma? Because Tuma Kedusha is a tarte de sasri. So the ish is partially broken. So that's what the Bartanura writes in his commentary on Rashi al Torah, the Amanoka, that one would have thought if an ish's ish was insa, and she's asur al baila, and then she's mizana a second time, with the same person with someone else, so one might have thought it's like a chotzi shir of ish's ish. It's not a full ish's. Because the first time she was mizana, the ishus was partially broken. The ishus only contains isra kuli alma, no longer contains heta labailo. If it would have contained the heta labailo, so she should have remained muteris labailo. That's the din hol v'ishtarya ishtarya. If the kohen marries an alman and then they appoint him as a kohen gadol, we say hol v'ishtarya. So whenever a man marries a woman beheter, from day number one, it was beheter. So you should say, you know, she becomes a soita. You should say she's remaining muteris labaila. It says beferish not so. The answer is because minitma, because the ishus is broken. The ishus is partially broken. So that's what the Gemara says. In a normal marriage, where you have a full marriage, the marriage contains Isra Koliyam and Heta Labailo. So when the husband dies, leaving no children, so the wife either needs Chalitza to be Materis Lashuk, or she can have Yibum. They have to work out. The Yavam and the Imam have to decide, are they going to have Yibum or Chalitza? By a woman who became a Saita, Hoel Kavachaymer, Bumuta La Nesera, Basala La Kolshkin. By her husband, she became a Saita, canceled the issues partially. No longer has a Heta Labaila, only has Isa La Kulyam. So when the husband dies, you only have half issues to carry over. So the issues only, the Zika, after the husband dies, is called Zika. So the Zika only, the Zika usually contains Heta Liyavim. If they want, they can have Yibum. And Isra Kulyam, if she doesn't want to have Yibum, she needs Chalitza. Here, by the Yavama, who became a Soita during the marriage, so the issues only contains Isra Kulyam, doesn't have the Heta Liyavim. So the Yavam, there is no issues Heta Liyavim that she'd carry over to make a Heta Liyavim. So there's no Heta Liyavim. That's what the Gemara calls the Kal V'chaimer. If B'mutal La Nesra La, B'mutal La Nesra B'asal La La Kol Shekein. There's no heta labaila by the husband that should carry over to allow the heta to the yavam. Just by the husband, he still needs a get. That's what the Chumash says. What's barabas dava because of Allah's sefer krisis? What does he need a sefer krisis for? If she is benitmo, it breaks the issue. The answer is it breaks the issue. Lachatzoin. The element of the heta labaila falls off, but the element of isa kuli alma does remain. So when the husband dies and you have zika as a hemshech from the issues, you only have half the issues. So the Zika only contains Israel called the Alma that requires Chalitza. It doesn't contain a Heta Liyavim. That's what Avin Ezer explains, Pshat and Nigamar. That's Rav Soloveitchik didn't see the Avin Ezer, but he also said like that in Shia. That's how he learned that Gemara. So the first Tshuva in Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ezer's collection of Tshuvas, is a Tshuva about the wife was ascertained to be a Soita Vadai. And then the husband died. Does she need chalitza or not? So the shitas arrived. The arrived opinion is printed on the bottom of the page of the Rif in the beginning of Yevamos on Daf Yud Aleph. So the arrived is of the opinion that we distinguish between a soita vada and a soita sofek. If she's a soita vada, she doesn't even need chalitza. Soita sofek, then she does need chalitza. That's a big chiddush. Rav Chaim Ezer wrote the new style tshuvas. He quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in the first tshuva. He says, his dear friend, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, whom he knew from Volozhin, he used to learn Bechavrusa with Rav Shimon Shkop, Rav Chaim Ezer, who also learned in Volozhin. And years later, when Rav Chaim Ezer was the Rav in Vilna, so he used to get together every summer with Rav Shimon Shkop to talk and learn. There was a forest on the outskirts of Vilna where they used to spend a few weeks together in the middle of the summer, and talk and learning. So he has a different style of tshuvas. Since the last century, a lot of the tshuvas are written like that. They quote, there used to be a dying Grosnas in London, he learned by Rabbi Baruch Ber, so he quotes Rabbi Baruch Ber a lot in his tshuvas, just to explain Pshat and the Gemara. Like Rabbi Chaim Ezer quotes Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik in his tshuvas, a new style of tshuvas. So you have the Saita Vada, you have the Saita Sofik. Yes, Rav Chaim Ezer has a whole discussion, should we paskan like that Raivet or not? The Pashta says you don't paskan like that Raivet. What's the definition of Kiri Lo V'Nistara? So Davni Neza has a Tshuva Halacha L'Maisa. He quotes from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, that Stira is not the same thing as Yichud. Let's say if you have 100 people work in an office, and then at the end of the day, everybody leaves one by one, and then you have two people left, a man and a woman. So that'll be an Issa Yichud, unless you have a Baila B'ira, whatever, that'll be an Issa Yichud, but that's not called Stira. Stira is only, in a certain sense, Stira is more limited than Yichud. Stira means they both went into the room together. Then on the other hand, Stira, that, in other words, Stira is, not every violation of Yichud constitutes Stira. Then on the other hand, the Baal HaTanya is quoted as saying, sometimes it's called Stira even though there's no Issa Yichud. Let's say the husband is choshed his wife, she's having an affair with her father. There's no Issa Yichud with her father. So she tells her husband, you're paranoid, you're crazy, go fly a kite, I'm not going to listen to you. My father's my father, I'm going to kiss my father like a normal daughter, even though she's married, she's going to kiss her father. And then she has Stira with her father, so it's Behet HaGomah, she didn't violate any Issa Yichud. But still, it is called stir. So sometimes it's called stir, even though there's no issa yichud. Sometimes there is an issa yichud, and it's not called stir. It's not not exactly the same. Kini law, there's a tshuva in the Beis Halevi, the Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz, he was the Rav in Pinsk, they learned in Valojan at the same time, they were good friends. The Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz had a shaila, that one day he left for the day, and he told his wife that if a certain rabbi comes, I don't like him, don't let him in the house. I don't like that you have him in the house. The husband was probably in town, so it was by Labia, so there was no Issa Yichud, but he's going away, he was going to be busy all day. Then he comes back at the end of the day, and his wife said, Rabbi Pliny came, and I was embarrassed to say, my husband doesn't like you, and he said, I shouldn't let you in the house. I had him in the house, I gave him cake and coffee, and he went on his way. So strictly speaking, there was no Issa Yichud, because it was by Labia, let's say, but there was Kinu Yastira. The husband said, don't allow this guy in the house, and then she tells him, she admits that she let him in the house. So the Beis Halevi has a whole, the Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz, the Mashaila, there's a Machloikas Hatanoim on the first daf in Soita. If the husband comes to Yerushalayim and wants to imashke his wife in the Mayim Amorim, does he have to have two Eidim for the Kinu, two Eidim for the Stir? So there are different opinions. So one opinion is, Machloikas, the two Tanoim are three Shitas. So the one Tana says you have to have two Eidim for the Kinu, but the Stira Eid Echad. One Tana says Eid Echad for the Kinu is enough, but you need two Eidim for the Stira. And we pass, you need two Eidim for the Kinu, you need two Eidim for the Stira. If you don't have two Eidim, the husband cannot insist that he wants to be Mashka, the wife, the Maim Hamari. So Rav Loza Moshe Horovitz had a Shaila. When he warned the wife, when he gave instruction to his wife as he left in the morning, don't, if this rabbi comes, I don't like him, don't let him in the house. There were no Eidim Lakiyam Adova. But he knows and she knows that he told him, don't let him in the house. So he was wondering whether the Eidis that's required for the Kinu is Eidis Lakiyam Adova, Eidis Lebir Adova. If it's Eidis Lebir Adova, he says, Shavi Anapshi, the husband and the wife, they both know that he told her, don't let the guy in. But if it's Eidis Lakiyam Adova, even Humo, the Behemo, even though they both know that he said it, so if it's Lakiyam Adova, so there is no reason. So the Beis Halevi writes about that, and he thinks la'alocha that there's a distinction. He has two tshuvas, one after the other, about this topic. And he thinks la'alocha that there's a difference, that the edus, the two edim for the kinu is l'kiyam adover, that it should be a more serious kinu. If the husband tells his wife, benola, beno, altistri, mishplani, that's not that serious. But if he tells it in the presence of two witnesses, altistri, mishplani, is much more serious. So that's called edus l'kiyam adover. The edus on the stira, why should that be the kiyam adover? That's probably biradover. So over here, since there were no two Adam and the husband warned the wife, altistra, don't let the guy in the house because I don't like him, so it shouldn't be considered a kina. Then at the last paragraph in the second tshuva, in the Beis Halevi, he writes, but in your case, the whole issue is irrelevant because the husband was ever choshed the wife is nus. He just doesn't like plaining. He says that if that nudna comes, don't let him in the house. So it wasn't that it was choshed the wife is nus. The Gemara said beferish, it's only called kinui if the husband is choshed that the wife is having an affair with tashmish mamish. If he's choshed that the wife is hugging and kissing this other person, but he's not choshed of biznus mamish tashmish amito, then it's not called the kinui. So that's the last paragraph in the second tshuva. He says the whole case over here is no shaila at all. But the bulk of the first, bulk of the two tshuvas are about the topic, is it l'kiyam adover or l'bir adover?
The Rambam paskens in a case where you have two eidim for kinoi, but for stira, the Baal himself is the only person who saw, she's asurava, but he has to give her a ksuba. So if the eidim are only for bir adover, the Baal himself saw everything, why should he give her a ksuba?
No, the Baal is not neman on his own to say that there was stira. He's saying, I don't have to pay ksuba because she did stira. She said it's not true. She'll deny it. If she'll admit it, then she'll lose the ksuba. But
so in principle, he'll be potter just on what's in the chaver
of a raya? Yeah, he can't prove it. She denies it. She says it's not true. Yeah.
This Rashkoma would line up with this or Lavala, meaning in the case where we say that we need 8 AKM to create a Hashkoma, so we would say that we would need 8 AKM as well to create this or Lavala?
To create this or Lavala. Otherwise, there's no kinui. Yeah.
You would line up with that.
Yeah, it's not called the kinui otherwise. There is a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi that discusses what if he had Eidus Miucheres. Let's say the husband warned his wife, Al Tistrei Mishploini, Am Choshed Yubiznus, and he said it in the presence of one aide. So one aide is not enough. Then he said it 2 hours later in the presence of a different aide. And what if he had Stira? So let's say there was one aide Echad says they had Stira at the 9 o'clock at night, and another aide Echad says they had Stira at 9 o'clock the next night. Two aide Echads on two different Stiras, and two aide Echads on two different Kinis. So the Yerushalmi says, in one case they are mitzarfim, and the other case they're not mitzarfim. What's the secret? How can it be? It's one next to the other, the two Yerushalmi. So the Bir Agra and Ebenezer thinks that the Yerushalmi never meant to distinguish between Kinoi and Stira. They're both in the same boat. What's the din of Eidus Miucheres? So we know Eidus Miucheres by Nefoshes is no good. Eidus Miucheres by Mammon is a Machlokes HaTanoim. Let's say Halvo Achar Halvo. Eid Echad says, I say you want me $200 because I'm Rosh Chodesh Ador, I lent you $100. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I lent you another $100, so you want me $200. You deny everything, and I bring two aid, and one says, I was present when he lent him the $100 on Rosh Chodesh Ador. The other one says, I was present when he lent him $100 on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I have two Eid Echads, so I can, so that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Do you have a Shavuos Eid Echad on that $100? Or you say, no. Zeb, it's Eidus Miucheres and Mammonis, Amit Starfim Zeim Zeb. So that's a Machlokes. So we pass on the Amit Starfim. In the Foshes, it's no good, because it says in the Chumash, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishloshim Eidim, Yumas Ameis, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. So it says already you need two Eidim or three Eidim or more. So what does it have to repeat? Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad. So the Tanoim understood, Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad means singular Eidim. It doesn't mean a single Eidim. If you need two items, anything less than two is, one is less than two, in higher mathematics, so it's, of course it's no good. So what he means, you must have, if you have singular item. One eight says, I warned him he was Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos Parshas Vayikra. The other one says he was Mechal Shabbos with Hasra on Parshas Tzav. So that's Eidus Miucheres by Nefoshes, it's no good. Lo yimas al pi echad. But by Mominus, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So the Groa says that this Yerushalmi that says by Kinoi one din and by Stira the other din, that one Eidus Miucheres is good. If Kinoi lo b'fnei Eidech, b'kinoi lo b'fnei Eidech, one is good and one is no good, he thinks that it's not a difference in Kinoi and Stira. That the one brisa goes like whatever the din is in din Mammonis. He say Dova Dova mi Mammon. How do you know that you need to aid him by Dova should be Erva? Because you learn out from Mammon. So what's the din by Mammon? So if Eidus Miucheres is good by Mammon, it's good by Kinoi and Stira. So the two dinim in Yerushalmi represent the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Eidus Miucheres is acceptable in Mammonis. We paskin, Eidus Miucheres is good in Mammonis. That's why the Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, when you say by Chulam and Shul, so you should always have two people say simultaneously. You shouldn't have a person say, and then the other people say, Bizach Hazeh, because you have to have, the two Eidim have to testify together. So the Vilna Gaon, so the Magen Avraham asked the Kasha, that's only in the Foshes, that Eidus Miucheres is no good. In Eidus Nefoshes, the two Eidim have to testify Tuch de Dibur of each other. How can they testify Tuch de Dibur? So how are you going to have Jerisha v'Chakira? The second Eid is going to be standing there when the first Eid gives all the answers. He said, what time of the day was it? So the second guy is going to say exactly the same as the first guy. So the Mishnah says, no, we do a Jerisha v'Chakira, he says, Shalom b'fnei. We ask each one individually. And then if he says, Nimtzu dem devrei mechuvanim, if it stims and no contradictions, it sounds like they're saying the same thing. Then we discuss whether the guy should get the death penalty. Then if we decide he does, then we have to have the Eidim testify all over. At this time, they can already testify Zeb if they Zeb. Because we already checked them out originally. There was no contradiction in the Drisha v'Chakira. So then you need the second Eid to say, Turka de Dibra of the first Eid, I say the same. They'll say everything exactly the same. But the initial Kabbalah say there has to be Zeb Shalob if they Zeb. Otherwise, you didn't accomplish any Drisha v'Chakira. But a Mammonist, there's no need. And call it Tarakula, is it din like Mammonist? So the Magen Avraham is the Kasha. Why does the Ramah say that in Shul, the people have to testify, everybody has to say Baikulu together, because the Gemara says in Shabbat, in the end of Shabbos, when you recite Baikulu in Shul, it's as if you're testifying that you believe in the story of creation, and you have to have two witnesses testify together. That's only in Nefoshes. Here it's not Nefoshes. So the Magen Avraham tries to defend the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon always gives Marim B'Kaimus for the Dinim and the Shulchan Aruch, even when he disagrees. He doesn't always say he disagrees. He gives Marim B'Kaimus for the Dinim and Shulchan Aruch. And once in a while, when he wants to say, he wants to disagree, so he'll say, Ayin Zohar. He said the other day, Vilna Gaon, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, he shouldn't walk in front of one who's davening, but you may walk behind the one who's davening, Toch Talaran. So the Vilna Gaon writes, Ayin Zohar. The Vilna Gaon thought that's the one and only place where there's a contradiction between the Zohar and the Gemara. The Zohar disagrees with the Gemara that you're not allowed to walk Toch Talaran, even behind the person who's davening. So Ayin Zohar means the Zohar disagrees. Ayin Shach, he was speaking about Pinyan Ben, Ayideh Shliach. So the Vilna Gaon doesn't like the Psak in the Ramad B'Shem Haribah. She thinks that you can do Pinyan Ben. So he writes, Ayin Shach, look in the Shach, I'm not going to give Marmukah, I don't like it, look in the Shach. They disagree. So here, by Chulu, that the Ramah says, you shouldn't say by Chulu, by Yisav, you should say it together, the Vilna Gaon writes, Ayin Magar Avram, means the Magar Avram doesn't like it, because it's Eiris Mecheris is good in Mamanis, and it's good in Kala Tarakula. The only place where it's no good is Liyumas Ati Edechan, and in the Fashis, Eiris Mecheris is not acceptable. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that these two Brises in the Yerushalmi, I'm not talking about two different cases. One is talking about Kina, one is talking about Stira. He said, that's not the explanation. The two prices represent the two Shitas of the Tanoim, where the Eidus Mecheres is acceptable among Menas and not. So the Beis HaLevi quotes a tshuva from the Shagas Aryeh, and all the normal standard editions. I have an old Shagas Aryeh. Now, they probably have, with footnotes and cross-references and everything, but the old Shagas Aryeh, you don't have any footnotes. You have the Sefer Shagas Aryeh. Then in the back, they print the two tshuvas written by the Shagas Aryeh. They were printed in other svarim of contemporaries of his, Shabbos Teshuvah. So one of them is on this. And the Shagas Aryeh thinks that it's a mistake. It's a misprint in Yerushalmi. That the one case, the Yerushalmi says, Eidus Mecheres is good, one case is no good. So the way we have it, it says, Eidus Mecheres is good by Kina, and by Stira it's no good. So the Shagas Aryeh thinks that that's a mistake. What it should say is, and it's not like the Vilna Gaon, they knew each other, but he doesn't write anything about the Vilna Gaon over here. The Vilna Gaon isn't a Bir Agro. He doesn't relate to the Bir Agro. So he just writes, it's a mistake, and the Ksav Yad Yerusham should say, Eidus Mecheres is not acceptable for Kinoi, and it is acceptable for Stir. Why should there be a difference? So the Shagas Aryeh explains in the Tshuva, and that's what the Beis HaLevi quotes that. I think it was printed in the Tshuvas of the Beis Ephraim, this Shagas Aryeh, that by Kinui, the Eidus is Lekiyam Adover. So Eidus Mecheres is no good if you need Eidim Lekiyam Adover. You have to have the two Eidim of Asachas. But if it's Lebir Adover, then Eidus Mecheres would be good. So for Stira, the need for the two Eidim is only Lebir Adover. But by the Kinui, the need for the two Eidim is Lekiyam Adover. So that's why Eidus Mecheres wouldn't be good. Yeah?
In that Gra, the Magen Avraham, by Magen Avraham has a Yitro.
Right.
So when one's reading the Bir Agro, how does one know that he's being masking for the Shaila but not the Teretz?
Well, instead of giving you a marker, he says Ayin, that Ayin means that it's wrong. Ayin Shach and Ayin Zohar. And Ayin Magen Avraham means I disagree with the Din, and look over there. I'm not going to give you a marker. Usually the Vilna Gaon gives you a marker. He doesn't say whether he agrees with what it says in Shulchan Aruch or not. He says the marker is a Teretz, the marker is a Tosefta. He may personally disagree. The sons of the Vilna Gaon write in the Hagdamah that when their father died, they had a few notebooks. So the notebooks of the Bir Agro just give Marim B'Kaimus. Then there was another notebook that they usually call a Likut. There he gives his own Hakroah. So a lot of times you'll find in Chosheh Mishpat and Ebenezer, it says Likut Atkan. That's from the other notebook, and the Vilna Gaon will always give his own opinion there. But in the Bir Agro, never gives his own opinion, just gives Marim B'Kaimus, whether he likes it or not. When he says ayin, means he doesn't want to give him aramakim. I'm not going to give him aramakim. Look over there and you'll understand why I don't want to give him aramakim.
The last rabbi in Perikaf Dalit says that Amar Lape no Lave na, Alti Stream Ploni, and then he sees that she did it, so then he's not allowed to be with her anymore. So doesn't that show that Ede Kinui is Lebir Hadavar, not Lebir Hadavar?
The Gemara says you should be Hashtab is Manazed. The Gemara says a husband, that's on the first half in Saita. There is a Tana who thinks that you don't need Eidim for the Kinui. So the Gemara says, you should be Choshish for that Tana. So Bizman Azeh, the Gemara says, a husband should never tell his wife, Al Tisri Mishploini, even Beinol the Beinol. Maybe the din is like that Tana. And then there's no Maim Hamorim. So she'll be Asur Labailim. He's probably just quoting the Gemara. That Bizman Azeh, we recommend you should be Machma like the other Tana who thinks that you don't need Shnei Edim. A Chumra. But if the din would have been that you do need Shnei Edim, then Nikra Din, it's Edis Lekiyam Adover. By the Kino, it's Edis Lekiyam Adover. That's what the Beis Halevi says in such a situation. Edis Mecheres would not be acceptable. There's a Rambam draws a distinction. Rab Chaim Eisen, his Tshuva, quotes Rab Chaim Soloveitchik on this topic. The Gemara in Yevamah Daf Yud Aleph says we treat Soita like Arayas, just like there's a din Tzoras Habas, Tzoras Erva. Let's say my brother is married to two wives. My brother dies and he leaves no children, leaves no descendants. So you need chalitza. So what if one of the two wives that my brother had is my daughter? An uncle is permitted to marry a niece. So my brother married my daughter and he married another wife. So then when my brother dies, I can't have yibum with my own daughter. So do I have a din of yibum on the other wife? So that was a big machlekes b'sham and b'sil, tzoras habas. So b'sham and b'rab the opinion, yes, tzoras habas is misya bemis. You do yibum on the co-wife with the daughter. Mesillah say, no, Tzoras Habas is an Issacharis. If you're going to have Yibam, the child will be a Mamzer. You're not allowed to do Yibam. So the Gemara says there in the Yivamas, in the first peg, the Bisham and Basil got along very well with each other. They respected each other. They would marry with each other. But if it would be a case of Tzoras Habas would be Mesia Bemes, and somebody from the Basil would be interested in marrying the girl, they would tell him, this girl is a Mamzeris, according to Yoshita, so you can't marry her. So they had to keep track of who married whom, and so on. So there's a din of Tzoras Erva, Einem Zia Bemes. So the Gemara says, Soito has a din also like an Erva because Tumak Zivvok Karais. Just like by Gili Arais, it says, Al Titama B'cholela. And here it says, V'nitmo. So we treat the Erva as if she's also, we treat the Soito as if she's also an Erva. So that Tzoras Soito is Einem Zia Bemes. That's by Soita Vadai. What if you have a Tzoras Soita Sofik? So the Rambam writes, Tzoras Soita Sofik is Misa Bemis. So it's a Pella. If a Soita Vadai, the Tzora is Asura Lehisyabim, so the Soita Sofik should be a Sofik. Sofik the Raisa Lechum should be a Sofik. So that's what Rab Chaim Moise quotes from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, a whole beer, that a Soita Sofik is not really a Sofik of a Soita Vadai. The woman is Bechesa. Cheskes Heta Lebailo, and it's a Chiddush HaTorah that she's considered a Sofik. Based on Kol HaTorah Kula, even with the Kinyan Astira, it's not really a Sofik. She's Becheskes Heta Lebailo. It's a Chiddush that Sofik Tuma Bishis Ayachet Tzveka Tomei Vadai, it's a different Tuma. It's not, let's say, I'm Bishis Ayachet, and it's a Sofik if I became Tomei Tumas Meis. So he declared that I'm Vadei Tomei, but I'm not a Vadei Tomei Tumas Meis. It's still a Sofik. It's a Vadei Tumma. That's he quotes it. Karen Irvin says like that. And he quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Explain, based on that Karen Irvin and Ozir, based on that the Soita Sofik is not even a Sofik of a Soita Vadei, and explain this Rambam. So it's interesting. The first Tshuva, Achiezer, goes with Chidushim and the Sugyas to explain the Dinim. He writes a whole Tshuva. Rav Moshe Feinstein also. And when he wrote the Tshuvas, when he was healthier, in the last years of his life, he wrote very brief Tshuva. I think it's Mutter. He didn't give Biurim, but in the earlier years, when he wrote a Tshuva, he wrote a whole Shtikal Torah. He wrote it the way he understood the Sugya. And you can learn a lot. I used to use the Igris Moshe all the time for Shir. A week wouldn't go by without me using an Igris Moshe to explain something in the Gemara. So the din is that an Eishes Ish HaZinsa is considered a Saita. Only if the Hila Nispasa, she was Nensa, then she Meteris Labana, unless she married to a Kain. Then it's a Nisar Zaina Lakai. Yeah. What if she thought this was her husband? She was Beshege. Or she thought this was her husband. Or she was Nensa. So then she's Muteris Labal. What if she knew that this man is not her husband, but she never heard that there's a din of losinos? He thought it was mutter. So that's called shoygeg with respect to chiyav chatas. One who violates an aver b'shoygeg, which if they wouldn't have violated it, there would have been a chiyav kares. So if he violated b'shoygeg, then you have to bring a korban chatas. So that's for the purposes of chatos. If the woman was shogeg or b'yisr, so it's b'shoygeg, she's chayv chatos. But the Ramos quotes a Dramas Hadeshin over here that the Pasuk says, Amol Amal B'isha. As long as she knows that she's sleeping with someone other than her husband, even though she thinks that it's mutter, or let's say the woman was civilly divorced from her husband. There was a case, one of the boys in Yeshiva, he got divorced from his wife, and they had a civil divorce. And then the wife had an affair before he had a chance to give her a get. Then she had an affair with someone else. Then later on, the husband and the wife made up, and he wanted to marry her again. He was a Talmud in my class. He was learning it. Then he said, but she had an affair with someone else. She didn't realize that after the civil divorce, she's still not allowed to be with anybody else. So the din is that that's an issa saita. She knew she didn't have a get. She wasn't supposed to be with the other person. Even though she was shogeg in the issa, but she knows that it's not her husband. So that's a mol amal b'isha. The question is, that's how the Trumas Hadeshin came up with this Chiddush. It doesn't say Mol Amal Bashem. As far as the Rebbe Shlom is concerned, she did the Aver B'Shegeg. But she knows that it's not her husband. So the Shaila is, once in a while you have such a crazy case. There was a couple who the wife was not having pleasure when she was together with the husband. So the husband said, it's your problem. You have some psychological hang-up for Haraya. The husband was in business with a non-Jewish shutif. Haraya says, I'll bring my goyish shutif and you sleep with him and I'm sure you won't be happy with him either. So the husband gave permission. He encouraged his wife to have an affair with this other person. So the shayla is whether the woman becomes asur al-bal because as a mal mal b'isha, the husband is the one to set her up with the other guy. So that should be mutter. So that's the Avnei Nezer raises such a possibility. My father once asked his Rav Moshe, I think he has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, maybe it's to my father, I don't remember. I think we usually assume that even if the husband set her up, it's still awesome. Mol Amal B'isha, this comment that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin, this is lahachman, not lahakel. You don't say if the husband set her up with the other guy, there wasn't the Mal B'isha, so therefore she's muteris levayla. No, she violated the din. Even though it's not against the wishes of the husband. Gili Arais is one of the Gimel Aver Sachmurs that you say Yehorg Val Yavar. And nonetheless, the Gemara has a tradition that Esther was married to Mordechai. Vati lo labasa, tikri labasa lo labayis. Based on the wish that she is married to Mordechai. Taisa says, Mordechai apparently was afraid to give her a get. It'll become public knowledge that she was married because the get is kolo islay. Adam will be mighty the word. So he was afraid that if he was going to give her a get, Achashverosh is going to kill him. So he never gave her a get. And then she's prepared to go sleep with Achashverosh. And she says, Kasher avarati avarati. For the sake of Hatzolah's quality soul, she's prepared to violate Gili Arayis. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel, and the very end of Shulchan Aruch, I think it's the last siman. And Ebenezer is about the dinim of Saito, maybe next to the last siman, something like that. Last siman, yeah. So the Trumas Hadeshin says, for the Bikoch Nefesh is not Dercha Gili Arayis, but if it's for Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, then you are Materit. What's the definition of Hatzolos Klal Yisrael? So let's say there are 10 Jews. Is that called 10 people? It's called Klal Yisrael. So the Pesachei Tshuva has a story that there was a chevra of bandits who were going to want to kill a whole group of Jews traveling, and they were going to kill everybody and take all the money. And one of the women who was an Eishes Ish started to cozy up to one of the murderers, to the gangster, and she slept with him in order to save, in order to calm him down, in order to save the 10 men. So they say that that's not called Hatzolah Skalai. Hatzolah Skalai is like in the days of Esther, that they were going to wipe out the whole Jewish people. That's Klal Yisrael. 10 Jewish people, 10 men are not called Klal Yisrael. So the Shaila was when Esther was prepared to be Mezana with Achashverosh, the heter, we assume that that's beheter of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. Chazon Ish has a whole essay, why is it mutter? He has an interesting essay. So even though it was mutter, now she says, kasher avarati avarati. Until now, every time she was with Achashverosh, it was ba'onis, and now it's going to be beratzon. So now she's going to be asura al bailo. Now she'll never be able to, even if Achashverosh dies, she'll never be able to go back to live with her husband Mordechai. Why? But it's beheta gomer. If the Trumas Hadeshin says that batzolus klausos mutas, see, v'mol amal beisha, even though it's heta gomer, still should become asura al bailo. That's the Poskim pointed out. It's an interesting, the Bishmol quotes it there. In the days of the Balei HaTosis, they had the Crusaders, so they were killing people right and left. So there was an instance on one occasion that many Jews converted to save their lives. Many Jews converted to become Christians. We don't talk about that, but there were. So there was a Maisa Shohaya that a woman was married, and she was mezana with one of the goyim, and then the goy decided to convert to become Jewish, and then the husband had to divorce his wife because she had an affair with this goy. And the shaila was that usually you say v'nitma k'shem shasur labal kachasur labayil, is she allowed to marry the goy with whom she was mezana? The goy now converted, so there's a big machlek. So Rabbeinu Tam said she's allowed to, and the Rivam disagreed. The Tosfos is in Sanhedrin, the Tosfos is in the beginning of Ksubas, one of the first Dafim in Ksubas. They quote this big machlek. Rabbeinu Tam held that it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch, on the last page in Eben Ezra, the last siman in Eben Ezra about Soita, and the very last page, the last Amud Beis in Eben Ezra, says we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Bi'ur HaGro there gives three different explanations that were given. So the Rabbeinu Tam says she's mutteris to marry the Boyle because Bi'a Sakam is Lav Shmo Bi'a. And he's not called the boil. Kishem shasur al abal kachasur al abal. Bia sakman is not called bia, so he's not the boil. Other Rishonim disagree. They say, well, who says bia sakman is kibia's name is not called the boil? But they quote the Rabbi Yechiel says, Gershon is got cut in shanola dami. Before he converted, she was taka. There was an isa le boil. But once he converted, the goy converted, so he wiped off the whole past. Other Rishonim say that that's not what it means. Gershon is got cut in shanola dami just means he's not related to any of the kurivim that he had before. But here it's not a question of a kurivim. Gevishan is Gag Gemara has in Kiddushim and Negeta Yerusha, that he doesn't yarshin, they don't yarshin each other. And Negeta Psuladis, and Negeta marrying a brother can marry a sister, and after it's only awesome and the Rabbanon, but the brother and the sister who convert. So all the cases in the Gemara, Kot and Shanala, Dami go and kurivim, that when the first one converts and the second one is still a goy, so then they can't have a relationship. You can't have a kriyvim between a Jew and a goy. And even after the second one converts, he can become a brother and a sister at the age of 35. So all the Gemaras are about kurva. The Gemara doesn't say, Shanal Dami, wipe off the whole past history. The guy owes money to the bank and he converts and he changes his name. He doesn't have to pay the money to the bank. He's the same person. You don't say, has a Jewish name now. But you don't say, Shanal Dami. So most don't accept that. And that, but there are three, the Groh, the Bi'ur HaGroh gives on the last page of Eben Ezra, gives the three explanations. Third explanation, why other Balei HaTosis agreed with the Rabbeinu Tam Elav Mitaimei for a different reason, was Kishem Shasur Al HaBal Kach Asur Al HaBoil, if otherwise the Boil would have been Mutter, if the husband would have divorced his wife, she would have been married, she would have been allowed to marry the Boil. If the Boil wasn't Jewish, so she's not allowed to marry the Boil. But later on, the boil converts, but at the time she was mezana, even if the husband wouldn't have divorced her, she would have not been permitted to marry the boil because he's an ochri. So the isa of the boil is not chav. So whatever it is, in Shulchan Aruch, they pass him, chav pass him like the Rabbi Natam, and it's a question, which of the three reasons do we accept? So the question is, this Rabbi Natam says that bia sakam lav shma bia, and the gershon, this guy was allowed to marry the woman with whom he had the affair. Is she muteris lebailo also? She didn't have to get divorced from the husband? Is she muteris? How far did the Rabbeinu Tam go? So the Rivom and the Tosfos who disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong because there's a Beferish and Mishnah later in the second parak in Ksubas that if the Eish is Ish in Milana with a Goy, the husband has to divorce her. So you see that she is Asur al-Abal. So the Pashta says the Rabbeinu Tam never said she's muteris lebailo. He only said muteris lebailo. But there is one version, the Meiri, always quotes, awkward thing. Miri quotes that according to Rabbi Natam, there are those who understood Rabbi Natam that she's even materis labada. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. We don't assume like that. See, in this case, that the husband invited his shutev, the goy, to be mezana with the wife, so there's one side, Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva. There's one opinion in the Rishonim that when the Eish is Tisha mezana with the goy, there's no isa labada. And there's room to argue that even if you say the way we usually assume, even the Rabbi Natam agrees, Asura Lebal, but the husband encouraged her to do it, he set up the whole thing. Maybe it's not a Mola Malbisha. So that's Rabbi Moshe discusses in his Shuvah, can you be Mitzar of these two Stodim Lahokel, which we really don't hold like.
If an Ish was Mizana with a Katan who was Pachos Ben Tisha, would we assume that when he grows up, should be Mutter to marry him?
Yeah. The Posmantisha is not called beer, yeah. The Gemara de Bavli says, Beferish Pitu Ktana Oinusu. Let's say a father marries off his daughter, and the daughter is not Bas Mitzvah. She's 10 years old. She's not a Bas Mitzvah. So, Pitin, she's a Lab Bas Das. But she knows what she's doing. She knows this is her husband. He's not a nitwit. She knows she's sleeping with someone other than her own husband. So, the Bavli says that that's considered like an Eshishish and Ensa. Since the Ketana is a Lab Bas Das. The Yerushalmi says not so. And the Raman Paskin is like the Yerushalmi. That's what the Bira Groy writes every 50 pages in Shulchan, every 100 pages writes. That the Ramam has Kedarka Lipsik Bekama Mekamis Kadasa Yerushalmi Neged Ababli. The Ramam every so often will follow the Yerushalmi against the Babli. Even though the Ramam himself in the Hagdomah, the Mishnah Torah explains, the Rif in the end of Erevin says, whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and Rishalmi, we always paskin like the Bavli. We assume the Bavli was written later and the Bavli was accepted by all the Rabbanim. And with that Rif that the Rambam usually follows, every so often the Rambam will paskin like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Here, the Rambam quotes the whole Yerushalmi, that if the Ketana was married Minatora, means the father married off Bita Ketana, and she knows what she's doing when she's Mizana, then she does become Asura al-Baila. But if she's a Ketana, and she only has Kiddush in the Rabbanan, means she's a Yisayma, so there's no father to marry her off. So there's a Takana, the Rabbanan, Ima v'yacheho. The mother and the brothers can marry her off. That's only Kiddush in Miyun. That's only Kiddush in the Rabbanan. So there's only Kiddush in the Rabbanan, Kiddush in Miyun, and she's a Ketana, so then you say, Pita Ketana, Einesu. So the Rabbit argues with the Rambam, says, I don't know where he got this one from, and my Gemara, it says not so. So then I say, the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. So the Pesachet Shuvah discusses the following situation. What if a woman is a shaita? So he says, and a woman is mezana, tachas baila. So there are two kinds of shaita. So there's one shaita, the woman, mamish, does know what she's doing. She doesn't know who she is, she doesn't know what she's absolutely crazy. So that's mamish, oinus. She's a labazda, she doesn't know who's her husband, she doesn't know what she's doing. But what if the woman, everything else, she's normal, she's a shaita, the dover echot. She thinks that she's Cleopatra, but everything else is normal by her. She thinks she's the queen of Egypt, whatever. Everything else is normal. So we assume that's a shaita, that's called the shaita of the Dover Echad. So shaita of the Dover Echad is usually assumed that it is a shaita. That's chuvas in the Shagas Aryeh. That's also one of the chuvas in the back, one of the two chuvas in the back of the Shagas Aryeh. That was the issue with the Kleva get. There was a get, a couple got married, and then in the middle of on Shabbos, they were going to have Shevet Brachas in the community. The husband disappeared with all the money. The chassan ran away. And they started looking for him, so he found them in a nearby village. He was a Shem Shabbos, but did he take all the money? He said he was paranoid, so they said they're out to get him. They're trying to get him. Who's that church? He doesn't know. They're out to get him. So then they calmed him down. Okay, he's going to live with the wife. Then he ran away again. So the girl's father said, this guy is a nut. A nutcase. So he insisted he should give a get. So the Shaila was, at the time that they got married, he seemed pretty normal. He wasn't running anywhere there. So it seems that he's eating mechalim, eating shaita. Sometimes he's crazy, sometimes he's normal. So if he got married at the time that he's eating mechalim, mechalim means healthy, bari, and then he wants to give a get, and he wants to run away, he thinks that they're still chasing after him. So you can't give a get when you're eating shaita. So that was a big hullabaloo. There was a big machlek. So the Rabbi Kleva is a city in Germany. So the Rabbi in Kleva was Masada the get. And all the Rabbonim got involved in a ganze machlekes, whether the get is good or not. So we usually assume, part of the story is that a question is paranoid. Everyone we should say kavdei v'chashdei. You should always be cautious. Don't fall in. But a little overcautious is crazy. What does he keep on running away? So that's only a shaita to the davar. Everything else is normal by the guy. So that's the question. What's the din of the... So we usually assume shaita to the davar. It is a shaita, a complete shaita. Rav Moshe Feinstein adopted the position that 99% of the poskim do not agree at all. Moshe held that a shaita to the davar is not a shaita. He only has a din of a shaita when he gets to the things that he doesn't understand. Whatever he does understand, he's a bardas. Yeah, the man, he says, it's the first time they wrote a get in the city. He was the rabbi, and he had to determine the spelling of the name. Then he gave the get in ear, I think. The minute he goes, you don't give a get in ear. It's a question how you spell ear. 1 year or 2 years, and it was on a Friday. Not Messiah, a get on a Friday. So all that, there was a big shas hadchak, so they gave a get in ear on a Friday. Shine. And they figured out how to spell. The main thing is the husband was crazy. He thought that he's like, he used to run around naked, like other Mauritian Kodimachet, and he used to scream at people they should do tshuva, and he used to take their jewelry and used to climb up on top of trees. What did he do for a living? He was a malamed. In Europe, not a malamed in yeshiva, he was hired by parents to tutor their children. Malamedim a lot of times were schleppy morons. They knew how to teach Abba, how to teach Pirush Amilus and Siddur and the Chumash. So finally the wife couldn't take it. He was married for years. Finally the wife couldn't take it, so they gave it again. So the shaita, but the guy's crazy. The guy's crazy. At the time they got married, he didn't indicate any mishigas at all. So Moshe says you can give a get. As long as he understands what a get is, he can give a get. And all the poskim have not accepted that at all before Moshe was born. They talk about people like that. They say, he's a mishuganah. That's called the shaita of davar echad. And everything else is normal. Shaita d'avrecha is considered a shaita. So here the Pesachei Tshuva has a discussion. The woman is a shaita d'avrecha. Everything else is normal. She raises children. She makes a parnasa. Everything is normal. She thinks that she's Cleopatra. Just one crazy bugger. She's absolutely crazy. But we assume a shaita d'avrecha is a shaita. So let's say she's mezana. She knows that it's not her husband. She knows that it says in Aseres Adibad Loisinov. But she does it anyway. So the Pesachei Tshuva said this case should depend on the machlekes, the Rambam and the Raavad, by Ktana, who's married min haTorah. So Ktana, pita Ktana einasu, the Ktana is al pidin ala bazaz, but she knows what she's doing. So the Rambam paskens like the Yerushalmi, if she's an eshes ish deraisa, even though she's al pidin a Ktana ala bazaz, she does become asur al baila. And the Raavad paskens like the Bavli. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says. If the woman is a shaita the davarech and she's mezana, it should really depend on this machlekes, the Rambam and the Raavad. Whenever a couple gets divorced because the wife was mezana, so you write in the Ptur, the husband divorced her, she's b'teres to marry anybody, and then you write, chutz min haboyel. So you're not allowed to marry the boy. So it was an incident here in the neighborhood. A girl was married, and she had an affair, and then she had to get divorced. And the husband was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So they went to Rav Moshe to have the get. And the husband, at that time, just began to become famous. Now he's world famous. If you say his name, everybody all over the world will know who it is. So Rav Moshe did the get in his home. And he pulled the girl into his bedroom, and he said, if you swear to me that you're not going to marry the dentist, she had an affair with a dentist here in Washington Heights. She said, if you swear to me you're not going to marry the dentist, I won't write it into the tour. Because he knew that this Talmud of his, the first husband, is going to become world famous, which he is now. And then when they're going to make shiduchim, they're going to want to investigate what happened with that, and then they're going to see in the tour. She's materialist to everybody except for the boil, so it's going to be a scandal. It'll be a busha. So he didn't want to write that in the Ptur. So the girl swore to him that she married someone else. She didn't marry the dentist. Dentist was married. He had his own wife. So she swore to him, so then he left that out from the Ptur. And Moshe was a very reasonable man. Yeah, the Gemara says that the different opinions when the child is a mamza, but this all the Tanoim agree. The vlad from a soita is not a mamza. Let's say a man's wife was mezana, and he remains with his wife, and they have children. So the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Mem Tes, Hakol Moedim, be ishtay soito, that the vlad is not a mamzer. This is quotes Rabbi Hananel, it's not a mamzer min ater, but the Rabbana, maybe it is a mamzer. I don't think we pass like that. You got to look in Ebenezer. There are rare cases that you say the blood from a soita is a mamza midirabbanim, but not in all cases. We assume it's only in rare cases. Yeah, let's say the husband was mekane leishtoi, altistri mishplein, and the wife says, you're crazy, you're paranoid, you're off your mind. And then he goes for counseling, and then he realizes that he's crazy. So he tells the wife, forget about what I told you, I'm moichel. The Gemara says, so if she already had stira, she already became asur al habal, then we pass and it doesn't help. Baal shem moichel al kinuya. Kinuya moichel is a machlokes, and the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, can he even be moichel on the kinuya after the stira? So we pass and no, after the stira is too late. But if he's moichel on the kinuya before the stira, so like osidiba and batal diba, then you ignore the kinuya, and she will not become asur al baila because of the stira. Okay, these are some of the dinim of Saita, unfortunately, the dinim anoig bizmanazah. Still applies. Okay, I apologize, tomorrow I will not be able to give a shiur, but Thursday I'm scheduled to give a shiur. I think it's 12 o'clock. Okay.
So if we have a chumrah that if she's mekana her between themselves, that she's asur to her.
Yeah.
Then how come they said, don't worry about it?
No, here.